Well, hello, everybody. My name is Danny Johnson, and it is an honor and a privilege to be here with you tonight. We know we have people listening from all over the world. Anxiously have been awaiting this particular call here on Wednesday night, January 20th. Prior to getting started in business for myself or even starting off as an entrepreneur, I grew up in a home of welfare recipients who were drug addicts and violently abusive. I did not know how to manage money well. I didn't know anything about business. I didn't know about anything about having successful relationships or even having a career. Neither one of my parents worked my entire life. Still to this day, neither one of them work. So when I got introduced to starting in business for myself, my first introduction was through a conference call. And it was by a gentleman who was 24 years old. He was making an obscene amount of money. And the friend who introduced me, I said, you know what, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me. I was the type of person that was not cut out to go after big things. I didn't have a lot of confidence, never thought that people like me succeeded in anything. After 4 months, I finally gave in. I got started. I failed miserably the first 6 months. I was living off of my credit cards, not knowing what I was doing, and surrounded by two other individuals who did not know what they were doing. As a direct result, we were failing miserably the first 6 months. Shortly after that, I came in contact with two individuals that had started the same time I did, but they were making a whole lot more money. In fact, one of them was making $15,000 more a month than I was, which means his check was $15,000 a month. And I got very curious. What was the difference? We had the same product. We had the same company. We had the same territory. Why was it that he was $15,000 more a month than I was? And he shared a few things with me that put me on a fast track. And that fast track ended up in making $4,000 in 8 days. And then the next month, $11,000. Within 6 months, I made over $50,000. And then I made some stupid choices, went off, got married on a whim. The guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, and 50 pounds overweight, destitute, broke in every possible way. No income, no job, no nothing. After finding a job as a cocktail waitress, I also started another business after being homeless for a month, December 26th, many, many years ago, started from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth and made $2,000 in 10 hours. The next month made over $6,500 all on a part-time basis. I was working as a cocktail waitress. Generated, after 10 months, over $80,000 a month. Made $250,000 my first year. Became a millionaire by the end of my second year. This all happened by the time I was 23. Since then, my husband and I have been building businesses for a very long time, generating 7 figures, mostly part-time. We have done this part-time. I've worked only 20 hours a week since 1996, and I've been a part of a beautiful industry that has helped a lot of people. Now it blows my mind that this industry can lead to even other things. We're a best-selling author, two-time best-selling author. I've been speaking all over the world for many, many, many years. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, and it blows my mind that it all started from a simple little industry that allowed a uneducated, abused young kid who had no confidence to get started with very low startup costs, as well as put me on a path where I could learn a new profession, and that was my chosen profession for many, many years. Still, I'm a part of that profession. And it is my chosen profession. We've helped thousands and tens of thousands of people, some of which you'll hear a little bit later, who have generated outrageous amounts of income, paid off ridiculous amounts of debt, lived their own lives according to how they want to live it. And I will tell you this, my friends, out of the years that I have been, in lots of different types of businesses where we've ran our own companies, we've got a publishing company, we've got real estate investing company, we've got many different, we have software, we do lots of things. I will tell you that as I have had the opportunity of studying a lot of successful people, both in a home-based business arena as well as out. I've had the chance to meet lots of different entrepreneurs, especially with all the TV appearances that I've done and radio stuff. I've got a radio show. All of the people I meet outside of the industry, I look at their life and I start to go, you know what? These poor people. You know, when I hear about how a radio show host actually builds their, you know, it's not even wealth. I mean, it's how they build their income. They're owned by it. You know, same with people in TV. They're owned by it. They don't have time freedom that I literally have been spoiled rotten with for the last 20 years that I have been participating in a very powerful industry. But tonight is not about do you get involved in a home-based business. Tonight is about whether or not you have what it takes to succeed in a home-based business. First of all, number one, why a home-based business? Two, who is cut out for it and who's not? At the end of this call, you're going to figure out whether or not you're cut out for it and whether or not this is something that you think you want to do. I am not an A company. This call is not about promoting any product or any service, any company, any industry even. Tonight's call, you're going to get the truth. You see, if I was representing a company that somehow this call was going to end in trying to get you started in something, you know, some company, some product, some service, some compensation structure, well, then I would be apt to not tell the whole truth. But I am not a part of any company, and I'm not an advocate for the home-based business industry. I'm an advocate for you, and I'm an advocate for you making wise choices that fits your lifestyle and fits your family and fits what you want to do with your life. And it just so happens we've got tens of thousands of clients that are in home-based businesses from all over the world, and unfortunately I cannot and will not recommend any of my clients for any of you to get started in because there's a conflict of interest there. But what I am is I am a trainer. I've equipped thousands and tens of thousands of entrepreneurs as well as newbie want-to-be entrepreneurs who are trying to break from an employee mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset where they have more control over their life. So in no way am I going to back-end you into some home-based business tonight. That's not my job. My job is to tell the truth about the industry, and being in it for 20 years, certainly I've got quite a view of what it looks like, dealing with probably more than 100,000, if not more, people in the industry. I definitely have a bit of a bird's-eye view. And I would say that, you know, I know the nastiest part of the industry, and I also know some of the greatest parts of the industry and everything in between. And I also, it's safe to say that I know the nastiest part of other industries as well. I mean, my husband and I have the beautiful privilege of doing business, a real estate transaction with a billionaire. And we've been able to see how a billionaire operates and how they live and how they don't live and go, you know, thanks for no thanks. You know, I look at all these different people that we've had the chance to meet, both famous and non-famous, all kinds of industries, and go, wow, you know, I'm always comparing it to the industry in which I started from. And so I want to tell you, you know, should you or should you not, that decision you're going to make, but I'm just going to give you the straight up facts. Number one, unemployment rates, it has been stated by USA Today as well as a number of other different news outlets that the unemployment rates should peak in 2010, and it's expected not to turn around for years, meaning it's going to take years before there is a correction in the marketplace concerning unemployment. We have 20 million people, it is stated, 20 million people, I'm sure you've seen the news, 20 million people are out of a job right now. One in five families cannot put food on the table for their families. That is scary to me. One in five. When we look at the current model, the current market, we look at what's happened in real estate, we look at what's happened in stocks. Actually, we've seen twice in 2 years the stock market just take a massive dump. Twice in 10 years, twice in one decade. We have seen banks doing the unthinkable thing. We've seen the government doing the unthinkable thing. And it's not going to turn around tomorrow or even at the end of 2010. There is a lot of correction that is taking place. And so, Danny, why are you telling me all this bad news? I'm simply stating some facts. And so when you look at, you know, what should you do? Maybe you're one of those that is unemployed. Maybe you are one of those that are suffering financially. Maybe you're one of those that bought one of those stupid loans that the government was behind that sold us, you know, was a great way to buy a house. It was a great way to lose your house in all reality. Maybe you did some dumb things over the last few years, and maybe you lost a great job. Whatever it is, And now you are looking for an answer about, man, what can I do with myself? I've got to get food on the table. Or maybe you have a great job, but you have a desire to do more with your life. You want to do more financially. You want to maybe pay off all of your debt in the next 5 to 7 years. Maybe you are tired of struggling financially and tired of, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. Or maybe you are looking ahead and you're saying, man, look at all of these people who lost their jobs. Look at all these people who have lost their homes. Look at all of these people who lost their retirement packages. You know, they had everything in stocks and now it's gone. I better do something to hedge my future. I better do something to hedge my children's future, because as it looks right now, it doesn't look very bright, and I need to be wise. And it's obvious that none of us can depend on the government to bail any of us out of this mess that we're in. I believe that right now, more than ever, I believe this with my whole heart, I believe that all of this disaster, all of this negative news, I believe that all of this tragedy that has happened has paved a perfect opportunity for a specific industry and a specific group of people. And what I believe that specific industry and that specific group of people is an entrepreneurial industry and an entrepreneurial person, people. Because those are different types of people. And why do I say this? Our country was founded on an entrepreneurial spirit. It was not founded on welfare, because welfare did not exist. It was not founded on governmental programs, because they did not exist. It was not founded on somebody giving us a handout, because those handouts did not exist. You needed to fight for your land, and you needed to fight for your food, and you needed to bootstrap it and come up with something creative, a creative way to be able to stay not only yourselves, but the legacy that came out of the womb of your wives. The legacy, the children that were going to own this land and take care of this land and build it up through an entrepreneurial mindset. You know, so just 100 years ago, majority of our nation was self-employed. Today, it's the opposite. Majority of everybody in the nation is dependent on somebody else for a paycheck, whereas the turn of the century, most people, 90% of the nation, was self-employed. And why? Because that's what we were founded on. People were self-employed. They took care of themselves. They took care of their families, and they were not reaching out for somebody else to do it for them. So drastically different today. But I will tell you that all the darkness that is happening out there, it has set up and paved a way. It has created opportunity. Wherever there is darkness, it's a perfect opportunity, a light to come in. And that light, I believe, is an entrepreneurial mindset. In fact, I want to tell you something else concerning this entrepreneurial mindset. You see, there's a big difference between an entrepreneur and an employee. There's a huge difference, and this is really going along the lines of, you know, who's cut out for it and who's not. Well, an entrepreneur has an investment mindset, whereas an employee has a give me my paycheck mindset. They want a guarantee. An entrepreneur is pro-risk, where most employees are risk adverse. An entrepreneur is a self-starter and self-motivated. In fact, the World Dictionary, as well as the Oxford Dictionary, defines entrepreneurialism as this: is someone who organizes a business venture and assumes the risk for it. They take the chance for profit or for loss. The World Dictionary, as well as the Oxford Dictionary, states that the definition of an employee is a person employed for wages or salary, especially, but not as an executive level, not as an executive level, and hired to perform a job. These two worlds are dynamically different. The entrepreneurs are the ones who supply the jobs for the employees. You know, the employee has to be told typically what to do and how to do it. The entrepreneur figures out what to do and how to do it. The employee, typically, the relationship creates and, I think, robs initiative out of most employees. It doesn't give them an opportunity to be a self-starter. It doesn't typically give them an opportunity to think beyond what their own capabilities are, but pretty much just, you know, take your orders and deliver it and get it done. Now, there is a third type person, and that's that person that's right in the middle. That person that's in the middle is what I'm going to name an employeepreneur. That is a person who has initiative, who is a self-starter, who is self-motivated, who is a team player, but has just, for some reason, was told, you know, as they were growing up, get a good education, then get yourself a good job, and, you know, work for 40 years of your life, and then hopefully you'll be able to retire someday with a gold watch and, you know, some kind of pension. Well, we all know that that is a thing of the past. We all know that that is something that just, you know, nearly does not exist anymore, especially in today's market. So what we do know is that there is an opportunity out there with the unemployment rates being what they are. We know that this is going to force one of two things to happen. Either it's going to make more people to be the kind of person that is expecting something for nothing, or it's going to push people to go right back to their heritage, right back to what their ancestors were, which are entrepreneurs, which are those people that will somehow be the forerunners out there going through, you know, a wilderness, cutting down the trees and creating a path for everybody else to follow. And it doesn't matter what the personality is. It's just somebody who's saying, listen, I can't trust the government. I can't trust the job market. I am not going to get on welfare. I'm not going to live like that. I've got to do something. I'm not going to lose my dignity and being a panhandler and begging. I've got to do something that's going to set an example for my family, all of those around me, and I'm going to make it somehow to never return to this place that I'm in again, being dependent on somebody else for a paycheck. Well, obviously, that kind of person with that kind of mindset is clearly cut out to be an entrepreneur. Clearly is cut out for that. Let's talk about, before I get into who's qualified and who's not, into the actual statistic concerning the home-based business industry. According to the DSA, which is the Direct Selling Association, according to the Direct Selling Association, that industry did over $100 billion in sales in 2008. $100 billion in sales. The industry in the last 10 years has grown by 90%. I want you to think about for 1 minute how many industries can claim that in the last decade, the last 10 years, how many industries can say that they grew by 90%? I don't know. I really don't know. But I know this, that according to the Direct Selling Association, they have, with all of their research, they are right on top of the industry, they're really some of the heads of the industry, that they have tracked through all the companies that are a part of their association a 90% growth in 10 years, while what we've seen in 10 years happen with real estate is, oh, my gosh, not a 90% growth, but, oh, my gosh, massive failures. We haven't seen a 90% growth stock-wise, massive failures. We haven't seen in the job market 90% growth. We've seen just disasters, banking disasters. So there is an industry that has claimed in the last 10 years that they've grown by 90% and did $100 billion in sales. That's a lot. Also, to let you know that 56 million people worldwide are doing some type of a business that is related to a home-based business, whether it be network marketing or whatever the term is that you want to use. 56 million people in the world are doing business under that banner, which is, by the way, almost double the size of the entire country of Canada. That's a lot of people. Not to mention, they're in almost every major market around the world. So governmentally, they must be doing something right, because if there was something wrong with the industry, I'm sure there would have been some government that would have shut them down. But this is not the case, my friends. The case is that it is a growing and thriving business. I've been a part of the industry for 20 years, and here's one thing I will tell you. In 20 years, I've watched things be cyclical, just like real estate, just like stocks, just like, you know, other industries. There's things that happen in cycles. And what I have seen with my own eyes, not from reading an article, from my own eyes, from my own experience, is that when there was a deep and horrible recession, the industry of direct sales, the industry of home-based business, as they call it today, formerly, you know, network marketing, multi-level marketing, which I think are horrible terms that some amateurs many years ago gave the industry a bad name. Regardless of the amateurs that gave it a bad name, bottom line, 56 million people are involved. $100 billion worth of sales has been done. And I have to check to see what the current numbers are today. However, I do know that for years, it was by and large the only industry that can claim that more millionaires have been created out of home-based businesses than any other industry on the planet. Now, I know that they're still competing in that arena, especially with all this other stuff that is going on out there. You know, the more of the traditional ways of becoming a millionaire. I personally became a millionaire in a home-based business, first time, many years ago, and I maintained those positions for many, many years. So regardless of the amateurs that have, like, taunted it, gave it a bad name, whatever, just because of amateurs not knowing how to communicate right, not knowing how to build it right, you know, the bottom line is, regardless of all the amateurs that are out there, of all the misrepresentation that's been done, it has not stopped 56 million people generating an income by this means of marketing and by this avenue of doing business. And it didn't stop $100 billion worth of business being done. And it did not stop a 90% growth over the last 10 years. In the same 10 years that all the traditional ways of making money have flopped, the home-based business industry obviously is thriving and thriving well. But let's say this. 20 years of experience, what my eyes have seen, is that whenever there has been a recession, in fact, I got started, my first time I got started, it was during a thriving time. My second time around, it was during wartime. The Gulf War had hit. It was 1990 and 1991. The Gulf War had hit, and with the Gulf War brought all kinds of trouble, and that trouble that was brought in also created opportunity. Wherever there is trouble, there is also opportunity. And so here, 3,000 people had been laid off. And with that 3,000 people now looking for a job, but there were no jobs available, well, it created an amazing opportunity for me that I didn't even realize was a blessing. You know, here I was homeless. Here no one has any money to buy the product that I think I want to market out there. I didn't even find a great product. I found a bogus product. It was more of a, not even Walmart quality. I mean, it was probably a Walmart quality of product. It wasn't like a Saks Fifth Avenue quality product. It was the first thing that was available to me, so it wasn't like I found the perfect product with the perfect service and the perfect company and the perfect comp plan. I've watched all the perfect company product comp plan flop and fail, and I've watched, like, bogus products do really well. So, and I've watched the adverse as well. So it really is never, ever the product, the company, the service, none of that. Everything is usually based on timing and training. Again, I'm going to say it. Timing and training. Timing and training are key and important for any success in any area, in any direction, in any industry. I mean, you could take someone who gets a real estate license who has no interpersonal skill training in marketing and people and motivating and closing, and she could be, or he could be in the right time, but if he doesn't have the training, forget it, he's gonna fail. So it needs to be a combination of both, and you could have wonderful training but the wrong timing, and well, if you've got wonderful training but the training doesn't fit the timing, meaning all of those real estate agents that did really, really good some years ago that now are failing, it's because they don't have the right training in this timing. So it's all between timing and training. You got to have both that match up for the same time and the right training. And fortunately, that's what I had when I got started when I was homeless. It was the perfect time because there was a war. It was a perfect time because 3,000 people had just been laid off and were looking for another way to make money. And the way they knew how to make money was not going to help them. Why? Because all of the hotels were laying people off. They weren't hiring anybody. They all laid people off, and these were all busboys, waitresses, cocktail waitresses. Do you understand what I'm saying? They all came from the hotel industry, and all the hotels were laying people off. So no hotels were hiring, which meant they had to find something different to do. Those jobs were gone for the time being, and they needed to get a new skill set, and they needed to find a new opportunity to put food on the table for their families. So, which is in the case for a lot of people, one in five homes. I mean, I want you to think about this. You know, social scientists say that we know 2,000 people by the time we are 20 years old. So if we know 2,000 people by the time we are 20 years old, and if one in five homes cannot put food on the table, that gives us quite a bit of people, you know, that are looking right now, actively looking for a way to make money, looking for a way to put food on the table, looking for a way to not get their car repossessed, looking for a way to not have creditors calling them each and every day, looking for a way, you know, to keep their kids in school. That's what they're looking for. One in five. Think about it. If we know 2,000 people, you know, with the internet these days, I think it's even far greater than that. I mean, that's way before the internet was ever established. you know, between Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and all of that stuff. I mean, we have the ability to meet a lot of people and to meet them very, very fast. So, I don't know. All I know is that, you know, one in five, do the numbers. That's a lot. That's a lot of contacts. But it's timing and training, and that's what I had when I got started, was timing and training. Timing, war hit, economy sucked. Perfect timing is what I have watched over the last 20 years, is whenever the economy is not so strong. Whenever, for example, 10 years ago when the stock market crashed, that was the perfect time to be in the home-based business. But when people were getting rich from real estate, when people were getting rich off the dot-comming thing, when people actually were able to make $1 million in their jobs, you know, this is years ago, that was not the most perfect timing for our industry, for the home-based business industry. No, it was tougher then because all of those people who had a desire to get rich, the old pitch of, well, you know, I never heard of anyone getting rich on a job. Well, we couldn't say that anymore. If you want to get rich, you got to go into business for yourself. Well, that wasn't totally true anymore because there were actually a very few group of people that were getting rich working for somebody else. Now, we all know that those times have changed again and again and again. And so perfect timing, oh, my gosh, I can't tell you. You could not be in a better situation than right now. Again, one in five homes. Come on, look at all the people that you know. One in five of them are looking for more money. Even when the economy was strong, there's still always people looking for a way to make money. There's still always people looking for a way to advance themselves, to pay off debt, to save, you know, to make extra money so they can take their kids on an awesome long-awaited vacation. You know, there's always people who have a desire to make more money so that they can, you know, work on the side and then take the money and give it to situations like with Haiti. You know, gosh, you know, all of our hearts, I know you all heard about a second earthquake that happened today. They call it an aftershock. I'm sorry, 6.1 on the Richter scale is not an aftershock. That's another earthquake, disastrous earthquake. And so, you know, so there's all kinds of reasons why people are always looking for extra money. And I don't think we are ever, ever, ever going to run out of people looking to make extra money. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I think for all of the rest of the future of this nation and the future of other Western culture civilized nations, there's always going to be people looking for extra money. Therefore, there's always going to be a place for this industry that you may or may not be looking at. Now, those are the facts. Now, let's get into this. Who is qualified? Who's a good person for this particular industry and who's not? Well, I would say that another reason why this is an amazing timing for this industry is this. Because people are desperate. I was desperate. Desperate is not a bad thing. It can be a really good thing. I was desperate to get out of no longer being homeless. My desperation worked for me. There are other people out there who are also desperate right now. I mean, they are clearly 100% desperate right at this moment in time, and therefore they've got to do something. And that's why I said earlier, it couldn't be a better time. And why? Because this is going to force people to become the entrepreneur that they were born to be. I mean, let's go back historically. Everybody started off as entrepreneurs. It's only in this modern day where we've become employees. The vast majority of the people on the planet were born as entrepreneurs, not born as employees. That's a bottom line fact. Whether you call it farming or running cattle or whatever, those are all entrepreneurs. They assume a risk. They start off in a business venture. They find some capital, and they, you know, have the chance to make the biggest profits as well as the biggest losses. So desperate. This is a desperate time, and desperate people have an ability to get over their crap quicker than those who are lazy, dumb, numb, and comfortable. Dumb, numb, comfortable people don't ever succeed wildly in anything. But people who get in themselves in a desperate position are people who are also the ones that can make a decision, get focused, and make things happen. I know this from my own personal life, and I know this from working with thousands and thousands of other people. Some of the greatest stories that I've ever had the opportunity to help create were those that were desperate, were those that had to make it work, were those that had no other option but to succeed, were those who had fallen so very low that they only had one place to go, and that was up. Those are some of the largest and most powerful testimonials that I have ever had the opportunity to coach and to train someone from that desperate position to now some of them are millionaires today. And then those that are comfortable and lazy and have the option, they've got their bank account with plenty of money, they got a really good job, and there's no scare of losing it. Those are typically the people that have the hardest time getting motivated because their motivation has basically been pulled out from under them because of a system. A system that says, you know, you work these hours and you get this pay. You know, don't work any more than that. Don't have any initiative. Just stay the same and, you know, I'll pay you as much as so you don't quit and, you know, you only work hard enough so that you don't get fired. And that pretty much is the employee-employer relationship, unfortunately, which I believe has robbed the entrepreneurial spirit right out of our nation, which is sad and unfortunate. So desperate people, I believe, are great people to start in an industry where obviously you've heard it for years that, you know, it's unlimited the amount of income that you can make. But there's two different types of desperate people. There's a stupid desperate person, and then there is a smart desperate person. You know, the stupid desperate person is the person who thinks that the home-based business industry is a lottery ticket. The home-based business industry is not a lottery ticket. It is not. There is work that has to be done, and there is training that needs to be had, has to be received. There is, there are hours that are gonna have to be invested, and yes, there is rejection that you will have to go through. And please find me something that you don't have to go through rejection on. In fact, last time I checked, if you wanna get married, you probably are gonna have a chance of getting rejected. If you're gonna go apply for a job, there's a great chance you're gonna get rejected. If you're gonna go and try to get a special deal from somebody, there's a great chance you might get rejected. If you're trying to meet a whole bunch of new people, there's a great chance you might get rejected. If you try out for the City League basketball team, there's a chance you might get rejected. I mean, find me something where you can't get rejected, and I'll find you a prison cell. Actually, you could get rejected there, too, by your inmates. The bottom line is rejection is a part of life. All of us encounter it from one time or another, no matter what it is that we do. We are, anything that we try to go after, there's a chance of rejection. And so the stupid people that are desperate are the ones who are looking for a meal ticket. They're the ones looking for the easy way. They're the ones looking for, you know, the advertisement that says, you know, sign up, you don't have to do anything, you don't have to call anybody, and you don't ever have to, you know, all you have to do is sign up and collect your checks. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that is attracting the stupid, desperate people, and which is certainly not the people that I've ever worked with that, you know, are going to go out there and make things happen. Listen, if you answered that ad and you're desperate, I understand, but you need to, like, clean your ears out and put your brain on and go, okay, give me a break. There's no free lunch in any country, friends. I don't care if it's so, you know, even though this country looks like it's going socialistic, the bottom line is there is no free lunch. It's going to take work. And it's going to take diligence, and there is risk involved, and there is a chance of being rejected. But we have a chance of being rejected at everything else that we do. You might as well get paid, and it might as well be worth it if you're going to get rejected. Dating, not so worth it sometimes, and you don't get paid for that, or at least I hope not. There are some who have turned that into a business. Lord have mercy. Anyway, so the smart, desperate person is somebody that has this mindset. And this is an entrepreneurial mindset. The smart, desperate person is a person that says this. What do I have to do? Show me how to get there, and I will do it. That smart, desperate person realizes it's going to take work. It's going to take hard work. That smart, desperate person is somebody who is willing to do whatever it takes to make it. That smart, desperate person is the one who's going to study diligently. They're the ones that are going to make calculated investments of money they don't even have, taking them and crossing over from an amateur into a professional level of income. That smart, desperate person has the best shot at making it. They really do. I'm not saying that I was smart, but I was smart enough to know, because I had experience the year before, that it takes work. It takes consistent work. It takes diligence. And it takes giving it your best shot, and it also takes faith. It clearly takes faith, to walk by faith and not by sight. I didn't say it takes religion. I didn't say it takes church. Faith, church, and religion are totally different things, and I can prove that to you, and I'll prove it to you another time. In fact, tomorrow night we've got another webcast that we're talking about faith. But the truth is they've got to have diligence, excellence, and faith. This is a perfect combination for succeeding in any business venture. I don't care what business venture it is, in any business venture. So let's go down the list of who this business is not cut out for. This business is not cut out for lazy people. It is not cut out for people who are looking for a free lunch. Lazy people looking for a handout don't succeed anywhere. Give me one place a lazy person can succeed in. There isn't one. Find me one place a person who is looking for a handout can succeed in. Truly succeed in. Nowhere. Non-committed. Those people who are non-committed, meaning they cannot make a commitment to anything. They are people who cannot take ownership for their own personal lives. They can't take ownership or responsibility for where they're at. People who cannot take ownership and responsibility for the mistakes they have made in the past. People who cannot take ownership and responsibility for their current finances are people that fail everywhere. Someone who does not take responsibility, will not take ownership, and will not make a commitment to something is someone that will not succeed anywhere. I don't care what it is. If they will not make the commitment, they will not succeed. So lazy people, people looking for a handout, and non-committed people fail here in a home-based business industry, and they also fail outside of a home-based business industry. People who do not have a good work ethic. People without a good work ethic, those people get fired, especially in today's times. And people without a good work ethic don't succeed anywhere. Nowhere. There's not one industry that's going to take on someone who does not have a good work ethic. And so the home-based business industry, the difference is this. You're called an entrepreneur when you start in a home-based business because it's your own business. Well, the deal is you'll have to fire yourself if you are lazy. You will have to fire yourself if you are not committed, you don't take ownership or responsibility, and if you don't have a good work ethic, you will have to fire yourself. What do I mean by that? You won't make any money, so you'll have to find something else to do. So those kinds of people, this business is not cut out for them. People who whine a lot, people who expect to have a lot in return for doing a little bit of work, those people are not cut out for being an entrepreneur in any business. No business is going to warrant that over the long term. It's just not. Oh, you might make a couple quick bucks here and there, but you're certainly not going to be a seasoned professional entrepreneur in any business if you have the mindset of, I want to do a little and I want to get a lot and I want it to last forever. Sorry, there's nothing you can do that is going to last like that forever. And again, you might find something short term for a minute or two, a month or two. Bottom line, hands down, good old fashioned work seems to work and it pays off, no question. So again, I've got lazy people, handout people, people looking for a handout, people with no commitment, people with no work ethic, and people who whine. People who whine a lot with a whole bunch of excuses. They live their life according to their excuses. Those people will have a very difficult time becoming a home-based entrepreneur. Let's talk about the people who are cut out for this industry. People who have a good work ethic. People who can make a commitment and follow through with it. And I'm not talking about I'm going to try it out for 90 days. The person who says I'm going to try it out for 90 days has set themselves up for failure, and that is not committed. Find me anything else you could do for 90 days and expect to make a ton of money with it. Give me a break. It takes a commitment. Either you're all in or you're not. It's one or the other. Just like, come on, I'm a mother of five. I've given birth five times. All five of those times, I was all the way pregnant. I was not sort of pregnant. I wasn't kind of pregnant. I wasn't maybe pregnant. I was all the way committed pregnant and therefore gave birth to five kids. So business, home-based business, any business, any job that you're going to excel in is all the same. People who are focused, resilient, succeed anywhere. Everywhere. People who are focused, resilient, hardworking, and committed succeed everywhere. People who are determined, people who are teachable and hungry, team players, these people succeed everywhere. Now, let me give you a whole nother dimension. People with moderate people skills earn a moderate level of income here in the home-based business industry. People with advanced people skills earn a high advanced level of income in the home-based business industry. I'll tell you something else that is optional. These things I just gave you are not optional. I've encountered a lot of unteachable people in the last 20 years, and those people go hungry in the home-based business industry, as well as real estate, as well as in stocks, as well as in finance, as well as in any job. People who are unteachable go hungry not only here, but in other places as well. And they will continue to go hungry here as well as in other places. And you know whether or not someone is teachable based on their results, based on how well they pay attention, based on how committed they are, based on whether or not they are following directions on how to become an entrepreneur. Bottom line, let me tell you what you don't have to have. You don't have to have talent. I have encountered lots of people with lots of talent, and I have encountered lots of those people who have not done well in the home-based business industry, believe it or not. I know that is shocking to most of you, but I had no talent. I had none. I mean, none. The only thing I knew how to do was play basketball, and that was it. So talent was something I was not good at. Talent was not something I was birthed with, but there was something that I was birthed with that I had, as I've studied entrepreneurs for the last 20 years, they were also birthed with, and those are some of the things I've already shared with you. Yes, tenacity, persistence, risk-taking, self-starter, self-motivated, somebody that is willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen within, of course, high moral, high ethical standards. That's if you want to be in business for the long haul. But talent is definitely not something that is necessary. I much rather take a client on that has no talent but has a passion and a heart to get out of the situation that they're in. I would take desire over talent any day. I have watched desire make more money than I have watched talent make money. Usually talented people are typically egotistical, full of pride, and unteachable. They are, depending on their past track record of doing something to hopefully carry them into the year 2010, and those people typically are hungry. So I would definitely not need anybody of talent, and the home-based business industry does not need people of talent. They need people of desire, and desire sometimes comes from desperate people. Desire oftentimes comes from people who have a vision and a passion for something greater than where they're at. Those people with that kind of desire, a burning desire, will succeed anywhere. They will succeed anywhere doing anything. I will tell you something else that is not necessary to succeed in a home-based business, and that is people have sales experience. Yeah. I personally watch people with sales experience, a sales background, absolutely bomb in this industry. I mean, absolutely, clearly bomb. And I've watched people with no sales experience. In fact, I've watched people who hate sales, who said they would never do sales, who said they never wanted anything to do with sales, and I've watched those people become millionaires. So, again, sales experience is absolutely not necessary. Again, I've watched people in sales that, you know, were great in sales other places, absolutely bomb in a home-based business. I've seen a few do okay, and the only ones that have done okay are the teachable ones, because I've had a lot of people come through that were, you know, really good, won these records here and there and over there, you know, X amount of years ago, and then when they cut, they think, oh, man, I got this thing in the bag. Well, your sales experience might help you to market a few products or services and may even get a few people started, but will never, ever help you in motivating a whole sales force of people to go out there and create some crazy volume and some crazy sales. That is a completely different skill set than sales. And so as far as, you know, I've seen some salespeople be able to sell some things, but as far as create duplication, biggest hindrance for most of them. As far as create leadership, bigger hindrance for them, unless, of course, they were teachable. The ones who have sales experience that were teachable, that were humble, and that were willing to learn, willing to work, and learn a totally different business, learn a totally different industry, as well as a totally different style of non-selling, is what I'm going to call it, a different style of non-selling, those people have done very well. But by and large, those without sales experience have done phenomenal in the home-based business industry. I happen to be one of those that did not have sales experience. I worked in a dress shop. I worked in a video store. I worked in a health food store. I was a cocktail waitress. I didn't have sales. I did customer service as a custom decorator for JCPenney. Didn't have any, you know, like, I'm going to sell cars. I'm going to sell copiers. I'm going to sell cell phones. No. Didn't do anything like that. So, don't need sales experience. In fact, if you hate sales, I'm glad. If you're somebody that, you know, can't stand salespeople, I'm even gladder, because then you'll do everything you can not to act like them, because those are kind of typically the people who have given the industry a bad name. So, the two types of people that I'm talking about here, again, are either amateurs or professionals. And the amateurs that are in the industry can generally, and again, you can generate an extra $500 to $1,000 a month as an amateur. You, if you want to generate six figures, you want to make $100,000, $200,000, up to, you know, $900,000 a year, you know, great industry to be a part of. I mean, I don't know if too many other industries have taken everyday average people like you and me and have given them a chance and a path to be able to succeed ridiculously in business and in building something for yourself. The next thing that I want to talk about is what does it take? What does it take to succeed in the industry? Well, we don't have time to go into all the intricacies of that, but let me at least do this. Virtually what I have seen is I have come across, I would say, five different types of people in that kind of play around with the home-based business industry. One is those who have a very casual approach to it, and that casual approach is because, let's say that you're a full-time school teacher, you're working for a private school, which means they don't pay you peanuts. And so being a school teacher for a private school, which means that you work really long extra hours, you work really, really hard, and when you average out your pay, you know, you're kind of embarrassed to look at. You could probably go get a job at Walmart for about the same, but because, you know, you really believe in kids and you believe in what you're doing, you're dedicated to it, but yet you must do something on the side to supplement your income. Well, I come across a lot of people. In fact, the whole industry is by and large mostly people like that, which is a more of a casual approach to business, and it's more of a hobby than it is a profession. And that is, again, most of the people that are involved in the home-based business industry. It's more of a casual approach. It's more of a hobby. Let's call it what it is. You see, a hobby is something that you do when you can. A hobby is something that you do to relieve stress. A hobby is something that you do, to kind of take your mind off of work and to kind of get you in front of some other people that you don't work with or is not your family. And that casual approach is an approach where you can make some money, but here's my recommendation for you. If it is that you just have really no control over your schedule and you have really no chance of, working something consistently, meaning working a business as though you had a boss, working a business as though you had quotas to reach, working a business as though you had a boss hanging over your head saying, hey, I demand these results by 5 o'clock tonight. If you can't work it like that, which is more of a professional approach to building, and you have more of a casual, meaning, you know, you don't have control over your schedule. You know, you've got, you know, tonight you've got tests that you need to grade, and therefore, you know, you can't go in and build for the amount of hours that you wished you could have. So let's say you've got, you know, 2 to 4 or maybe 5 hours a week to dedicate to something. What I would recommend for you is a business that is more product driven. If you have no control over your schedule, meaning that sometimes your boss asks you to work late and you never know when that's going to happen, but you do know this, it's maybe 3 nights a week that happens. And it could be this week, it could be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and next week it could be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So therefore it makes it difficult for you to set appointments to present a business to somebody else. I hope you're catching my drift. That type of a person, the right kind of business for you is something that's more product driven. That is great. And you probably are part of a company already And what I would focus on is the product side of it. Because you can share products out and about wherever it is that you're at. In fact, we had a sales organization that, you know, we were in a nutrition business, which by and large will never, ever, ever be affected by the recession. The weight loss business also will never, ever be affected by the recession. And then there's always, you know, other side type industries that are not being affected. And that is according to skill set that are not being affected. I've got clients in the travel business that are exploding right now. They're making obscene amounts of money right now in the travel business because, you know, yes, 20 million people are out of work, but hello, that leaves hundreds of millions of others that are not out of work, and those people still want to travel. Those people, come on. I mean, it just took, I just came out of Denver, Colorado. It took 45 minutes to get through security. There's lots of people traveling, all of which were wearing their ski clothes. So, you know, 20 million are out of work, but, you know, there's hundreds of millions that are not out of work, and those people are still spending money out there in the economy doing what they want to do. And so anyway, if you are in travel, or if you're in nutrition, or if you're in legal, whatever it is that you have, focus more on the product side of it, because that takes a little less commitment, let's say, of getting someone started and building an organization. The next type of person is someone that works about 5 to 10 hours a week. If you have a consistent schedule, let's say that you have a full-time job, and you know that you get off work at, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You get home, you get dinner ready, you get the kids' homework done, and then you've got hours from 7 o'clock on to be able to work a business maybe 2 or 3 nights a week. Well, that person, I have personally helped and I've watched those people be able to build a dynamic business, both product focused or business focused, generate an extra $5,000 a month. I've seen it so many times. It's ridiculous, and I've seen it with, you know, teachers. I've seen it with people in the medical profession. I've seen it with contractors and engineers, and I've seen it with, you know, people that work on cars. I mean, I've seen it with every age group that has an extra 5 to 10 hours a week to be able to generate an extra $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month. Then there's those that have an extra, you know, 10 to 20 hours a week. Now, obviously, those people have the opportunity to generate more, and that's more of a professional approach. They're teaching it, they're treating it as though it is a part-time job. We're out of a hobby mentality, and we're into, I'm here to make money, I'm here to make this work, and I'm here to make it very profitable. Then those that are, you know, 21 to 30 hours a week, and again, all you're doing is stepping up the commitment level, and then if you don't have a job, and you're looking at, I've got to make money now, and you are desperate and teachable, and you're willing to get yourself trained, you know, 40 hours a week is a good amount of time to generate a six-figure income. And that is, of course, if you've got an entrepreneurial mindset. I've seen people put in 40 hours a week with an employee mindset, waiting for someone to tell them what to do, and those people starve in a home-based business, and those people would starve in any business. So I hope that this has been helpful to you. I've got a couple more things I'm going to do. Before we go through opening the lines for a couple of questions, I want to just recap here real quickly the difference between an entrepreneur and an employee, and then, of course, the guy that's in the middle. The employee entrepreneur is definitely someone that is cut out on a part-time basis to be able to qualify themselves to do well in a home-based business. The person with an employee mindset that's just happy with collecting their paycheck with zero initiative, totally risk-adverse, those people are going to have some challenges in a business like this. Those people who are, you know, full of excuses, and those people who whine a lot, and those people who are expecting a handout and something for nothing, those people fail in any business, they fail in any job, they will fail in this industry as well as any other that they try to get started in. But somebody who is a real entrepreneur, they are not afraid to take a risk. They are self-starters. They are self-motivated. They are teachable. They're hungry. They're focused. They're determined. You don't have to have all of these traits, but you need to have at least a couple of them, a combination of some of them. Can you make a commitment and put yourself all in and treat it as though you are the one that invested the millions of dollars to start the company? Can you work it as though you had everything to lose and also everything to gain? Could you make a commitment that if you were the one that had to pay for all the staffing, millions of dollars a year in staffing, could you treat it with that level of respect? Could you treat it with that level of commitment and focus and determination? If you treat it that way, it would certainly help you on the phone and out when you're out and about with people as well as the internet, using things like Facebook and Twitter and things of that nature to be able to market effectively. I mean, we don't see Bill Gates begging you for your business, do we? No. We don't see Dell Computers begging you for their business, do you? No. then we certainly shouldn't be getting on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and all the rest of the other social media networks, as well as we shouldn't be getting on email and begging people to get started with your product or your service. So if you want to learn how to become a professional, then you might want to start modeling after real professionals, not only in the home business industry, but outside of the home business industry. And what professionals do to get that way, I mean, what professionals do is they make an investment of time and money, and it's whatever they have. I mean, you may not have a lot of time or money, but it's making investment of time and money to make sure that you get the right kind of skill sets that you need. This is a profession, friends, and in this profession, you can make a lot or a little, all depending on your skill set. That is the thing that will determine whether you make a lot or a little with the 5 to 10 hours a week you have, or the 20 to 30 hours a week you have, or the up to 40 hours a week you have. It all completely is dependent on your skill set. That's with all industries. Right now, agents in real estate are starving who have low skill sets. Those with high skill sets are doing phenomenal. That goes for anything. So what I want to do is I want to introduce you to a few people who have come from various different backgrounds. I want you to hear from people who are in the position that you're in right now, looking at a chance to maybe make some money. These people have a wide variety of different types of backgrounds. I'm going to ask right now for Jackie to raise your hand. I know that I can see that you're in here with us. You're going to press *2 to raise your hand. Stacy. You know who you are. I'm not calling out your last name. Well, Jackie and Stacey O'Quinn, Mary Starr, Dr. Mary Starr, Aisha Adams Roberts. Please all raise your hands. If Tara is on the phone or Angela Lasher is on the phone, I'd like for you guys to raise your hand also. It's going to put you at the very top of the queue where I'll be able to see your name and find you very quickly instead of having to go through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names. Jackie O'Quinn, press *2 so I can see you. Oh, it would help if I refresh. That would be good, wouldn't it? Well, guys, I really hope that this has been helpful for you. And I'm going to have these guys kind of give you some, how they're doing and what's working for them. And you're going to get some tips from them as well. Okay, so first one we have is we have a professor, Aisha Roberts. Aisha, please go ahead and share with us your story about being involved with the industry. And I know you're very part-time. Are you there? Aisha, I have unmuted your line. Maybe you have muted yourself.
Hello, Danny.
Yeah, there you are, girl.
Hi.
Okay, go ahead, Aisha.
Well, as you said, I am a college professor, and I enjoyed my job, but I was really frustrated because I had invested a lot of time and money into my education, but I was still living paycheck to paycheck, and I didn't have a way to pay off a $250,000 debt. So I was looking to make extra income on a part-time basis. I got started with our company, and I had very limited success because I had built it so that the people were dependent upon me and not on a system. So we got plugged into First Steps to Success training, and as a result, we increased our confidence to be able to approach perfect strangers about our business. And as a result, I learned how to close people at the top package, both on the retail side of the business and on the business builder side of the business. And as a bonus, I've also paid off over $25,000 worth of debt in the last 16 months.
Wow. That is awesome. Absolutely awesome. So here, folks, here's somebody that, you know, normally you would think would not be a part of a home-based business industry. And what does a college professor need to get into a home-based business for? Well, $250,000 worth of an education that has her living paycheck to paycheck, although she's very successful as a college professor, needing to find a way to make extra money to pay off some debt. Well, as you just heard, you know, she got started in a company, had a little bit of success, nothing major, until she was able to learn how to advance her skill sets in the area of closing, in the area of presenting, in the area of prospecting. Now that she's learned to master these things as well as get her people started, yes, she's building a sales organization, these people are also learning the same thing. How can they close? How can they build? Instead of the people being dependent on Aisha, which she can't be dependent on. She's got college students, university students, that she's dealing with in homework and all of that stuff. She's got very little time. So with having very little time, think about it. She can't have people dependent on her. She's got to have people committed and dependent upon themselves and dependent on a system. And the system, Aisha, that she used was a system at DannyJohnson.com. the first steps to success. That's what she used to learn how to develop other leadership for her business. Aisha, thank you so much for sharing and encouraging everybody that, you know, maybe looking at this industry and deciding whether or not this is something that they should do. The next person that I'm going to pull up right now is Jackie O'Quinn. Hold on, Jackie. I don't have you unmuted yet. And, yes, Jackie O'Quinn, you are now muted. Jackie, say hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Jackie, share with us your background, how you got started, and what's going on with you.
Absolutely. Danny, I got started a little over 5 years ago, and back then I was working full-time as a registered nurse. I loved my job. I liked what I did. But I was in debt, and I wanted to find a way that I could be my own boss. I wanted to take control of my life, take control of my future, and I wanted to pay off debt. And I'd heard about all these people succeeding in the home business industry, but I didn't know how to do it. I didn't have any success. And late one night on the Internet, it was a day that changed my life forever. I stumbled onto your website. I put into your training. I attended one of your training events, not knowing what to expect, came out of that event, and then 30 days later, I generated $15,000 with our company. My first year working part-time from home earned $70,000. At the end of that year, I left my full-time nursing career behind. Been an entrepreneur ever since. My second year earned $120,000. And I would just tell anyone, I mean, if you're, you know, looking to succeed working from home, either on a part-time or full-time basis, without a doubt, to get plugged into the training with your company, and without a doubt, to get registered for the next First Steps to Success event that's going to be coming up in March.
Jackie, so you had actually tried and failed in home-based businesses in the past, correct?
Several times. Several times.
And
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I mean, the thing that I found out from your training was that the truth is I probably could have succeeded with any of those companies had I had the right training then, and without a doubt the training made all the difference.
Really? So looking back, you go, man, if I knew what I was doing, if I had been trained professionally, if I had these secrets and these strategies, you could have made it in those other deals.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
And Jackie, at the time when you failed in those other businesses, whose fault did you think it was?
That's a good question. I think I went back and forth. Sometimes I felt like it was my fault. Sometimes I felt like it was my leader's fault. Other times I felt like it wasn't the right company. I'm not going to say that I ever felt scammed, but I was definitely lost out there trying to figure out where the pieces of the puzzle, how the pieces of the puzzle were going to come together. And once I started having success with the company that I'm currently working in, I remember looking back thinking, wow, if I only knew then what I have learned now from DannyJohnson.com and First Steps to Success.
It's such a trip because, you know, oftentimes what we do, you know, when people get started in our industry and it doesn't work for them, they always say, well, I tried those before and it didn't work for me, is what they say. And so when you say that, you know, basically what you're telling us when somebody says that is, no, you didn't work it. You didn't know what you were doing. And so you're living proof. You are absolutely living proof that you had failures in the past and did what most people do, blame the company, blame the product, you know, blame the leader that you're working with. You know, and they almost never do we go, I don't know what I'm doing, and I need to find a way to know what I'm doing. I'm tired of fumbling and failing. Jackie, thank you so much. I'm going to pull up now your twin brother, who you actually introduced to the industry, who also has a profound story. We have Stacy O'Quinn from North Carolina. Stacy, welcome to the call.
Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell us your story, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I was different from Jackie in the fact that he believed in the industry. I did not. I thought it was everything on the internet, the home businesses, pyramid scams. They were all hocus pocus. It was crap, and I didn't believe in anything until I got a call and he told me how serious he was taking his business and moving away from his nursing job. And at that time, I was in the military. I was $116,000 in debt, working 50 to 60 hours a week. I was totally stressed out, traveling all over the place, had no time with my family or my kids, and I knew there had to be a better way. I got started in the industry in July 27th, 2005, and I wasn't really in it. I was still kind of skeptical, and I heard, actually, through Jackie, I heard about your website, and I went on the website, and I read the testimonies, and I was like, okay, either A, this works because of the results, or B, this is no offense, Danny, I thought it was a big lie.
Yep.
So
that's not an offense. Tell the truth.
In September of that year, we went to Los Angeles to the First Steps event. I had made no money in my business. I came out of that event, and in 30 days, I made $13,000 profit working part-time while I was still in the military. Continued plugging into the training. My first year, I made $104,000. I was able to walk away from my military career after 8 years. This became our sole source of income. Today, both my wife and I are stay-at-home parents to our two small kids. We're almost completely debt-free. We've actually paid off $92,000 worth of debt. And this month alone, we've made over $20,000. And we wouldn't have been able to do it without that training.
In fact, Stacy, I know that we just came out of First Steps in Denver. And so far, the first 2 days of since First Steps, how much have you made?
$7,000.
$7,000 you made in 2 days after First Steps to Success.
Yes.
And what's such a trip is you had zero prior experience at all. You came to First Steps to prove that it was a hoax. You came to First Steps to prove to your brother that he was in a scam. You got started and you made $13,000 your first month coming to a seminar that you were not coming to learn how to get started in business at.
That is correct.
That's wild to me. So what do you say to all of those that are listening right now who think like you did? You know what I mean? That, oh, those are scams, those don't work, those are a big lie, what a bunch of hype. What do you say to all those people, and especially all those people who know other people that can't put food on the table right now? I mean, did you ever imagine, Stacy, that you would be doing what you're doing right now and making a six-figure income after making $25,000 a year?
Honestly, no, I didn't, and it's really scary to think where I could be today if I didn't. I mean, I just made a decision, and that decision put me on a totally different path. And I remember being at my computer looking at your website into August, early September, whenever it was I had to buy the ticket because I didn't have the money. I hadn't made any money in my business yet. And I actually, in that particular situation, I actually had to get the credit limit on my credit card raised so I could buy the ticket and get the plane ticket because at that time I lived in Florida and I had to fly across country. And I always think about, what if I didn't make that decision? Would I still be where I'm at today? Would my life, I mean, it's just kind of scary.
It is really scary. I mean, because you could have missed your flight. I mean, there's a lot of things that could have happened that would not have put you in that seminar that weekend.
I could have made a decision not to be there.
I know. It's very, very, very scary. I look back at the same thing and go, dang, man, where would I be today? You know what, Stacy, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I have loved working with you and your brother as well as your guys' whole team. You guys really are amazing inspirations, and you guys have raised up an outrageous amount of success stories. I mean, I look at Angela Lasher. You know, she's made over $100,000 last year, part-time, 10 hours a week, working from home, single mom. You know, Tara Hayes, who in the last 6 months has made $50,000 working 10 hours a week. She's a full-time, carrying a full-load law student. She is actually funding her law school. I mean, this is crazy, the kind of things and the kind of people who can succeed. But as I stated earlier, the industry's not for everybody, but it is for those that I mentioned. I gave the characteristics, and Stacy, you definitely have those characteristics, and I think we can thank the military for helping you to have some of those characteristics. You're hardworking, you're committed, you're diligent, you know how to follow directions coming from the military. It just so happens that your new commanding officer was a millionaire. And that really was the difference. So thank you so much for being on here. And I've got Mary Star Parmalee. Mary Parmalee Star, whatever. Carter, she's got three last names, but she's married. Mary, Dr. Star, welcome to the call. Share with us, how did you get started? And tell us what's happened for you since you've been a part of the industry.
Hey, Danny, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Well, prior to the home-based business industry, my family had just had a major crisis. I was living on government assistance and food stamps, not knowing if I was going to make it through chiropractic school. Totally by chance got introduced to this industry, had absolutely no clue what I was doing, but I was one of those people, I guess, with good work ethic, got in front of a lot of people. And in 18 months, I was earning about $1,250 a month, residual base income, by the grace of God. In 2004, I actually learned what this industry was. Oh, yeah, I'm in the home-based business industry. Then I quadrupled my income. In 2006, my husband actually lost his job, totally out of the blue one day, just lost his job. And we didn't have to worry because our home-based business income, residual income every month, was already three times what his income was.
Nice.
But then in 2007, right before we found you, I mean, we were six-figure income earners in this business. but we were working 60-plus hours a week. We were miserable in our relationship, and honestly, we were still completely broke, going in about $1,000 of debt every month. It was totally ridiculous. We found you and actually went negative in our bank account to go to that first step. And then the light bulb went off. And since Jay and I have plugged into First Steps to Success and creating a dynasty, and consistently gone for Jay for almost a year and a half and myself for 2.5 years, we have increased our residual base pay. I just looked at the figures, anywhere from 20% to 30%. For plugging you, I took those 60 hours, Danny. I work 10 hours a week, and then I pay an assistant that helps me 10 hours a week, too. That's it. We have now paid off $123,000 in debt, and we have four other sources of income. I mean, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible how our life has changed.
So you started off on food stamps.
Yeah.
And yeah. So very similar to where a lot of people are right now financially.
Absolutely. No, nothing. Totally desperate. Just a mess. Emotionally, you know, everything. And I still found a way, and I made that investment into my home-based business, which was the best thing I ever did, and stuck with it. Kept sticking with it.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, Dr. Starr, you have an awesome story, and what an amazing place to come from, you know, just no money, living off of government, you know, living on food stamps, barely making it through school, and subsidized your income an extra $1,250 a month, and then, you know, tripled that income, and then once you started plugging into us, gosh, $123,000 worth of debt, they now have got four other sources of income. They have increased their income and has worked less. They went from 60 hours a week down to 10 hours a week, and that's from utilizing a system of developing other people instead of just going out there and selling product all the time or selling a service all the time. Dr. Starr, thank you so much for taking time to be on here and to inspire all the rest of the people listening right now, determining whether or not they should actually get started in a home-based business. You know, that is the question of tonight. You know, why should I, and who's cut out for it and who's not? Well, folks, I definitely gave you, you know, some ideas about who's cut out, who's not. I just also introduced you to some of our clients, some that had succeeded beforehand, most had not, and where they're at today. There's no difference between you and them. There really is no difference between you and them. You really have a shot at doing something great for yourself and for your life, if you want to get started in the industry. But again, if you are one of those types of people that is lazy, you're not going to succeed anywhere. If you're the kind of person who can't make a commitment, you're not going to succeed anywhere. But if you are that kind of a person that's kind of looking for a little hobby that you want to make a couple extra $100 a month, you know, something, finding a little product doesn't have to be a great product to market. You can make a couple extra $100 a month, you know, in the home-based business industry. But if you're somebody who, you know, you want to have some dedicated time and some dedicated hours to building something that is built to last. You know, Dr. Starr has been in her business, I think, 8 years. That's a long time to be generating an outrageous income. And I think it's a pretty awesome and powerful thing to be able to do that. I'm going to take some callers here in a couple of minutes. But before I do that, I want to direct some of you guys to understanding how you can use a free website to be able to help you out and help you out in a way to get you started on the right track. Number one, whoever invited you on this call to listen in as to, you know, who's cut out and who's not, that person must be plugged in to what we're doing. That person probably has some kind of leader that they're working with that perhaps is working directly with us or indirectly working with us. Now, there's a website that is available for you, DannyJohnson.com, and connected to that. In fact, let's all go there right now. Just open up another tab and go ahead and click on go to DannyJohnson.com, and what you will find is a website that you probably have been to because you couldn't have signed up for this without, you know, getting over to that website. Click on products. When you click on product, it's going to give you a drop-down bar. Go down three sections there, and it says Home Business Success Tools. Click on that. Now, just so that you're starting to get familiar with some of this, there is for those, you know, you're 5 to 10 hours a week, all the way up to 40 hours a week, and you don't have time to screw around with making mistakes. You don't have time to deal with low closing ratios. You don't have extra time to deal with having to talk to far many more people because you lack the skill to have them show up for a presentation. If you're that kind of a person that is focused and determined, hungry and teachable, you're a team player, you've got some moderate people skills, and you're wanting to advance yourself to more of a professional level so that you could do what Jackie did. You know, Jackie had failed in other businesses because he confessed himself, I didn't know what I was doing. And I thought it was my leader's fault, or I thought it was the product's fault, or I thought it was the company's fault. He goes, in all reality, it was my own fault. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, he was a professional nurse. He was an RN. And as an RN, you have to get specialized training in order to succeed as an RN. Well, the specialized training that he sought out was First Steps to Success. Now, what we have going for you right now is we are running a special for those who are making that decision to get started in a home-based business, or even if you're not making that decision, but you kind of want to check out, well, what is all this training about? And let me see if, you know, what she's training that I think I can do that or not. Well, let's just start right there, product section. I'll tell you the best way, the absolute best way, to determine whether or not you think you want to do this is to go ahead and check out First Steps. It's certainly worth the investment, and why? Well, because you're going to see the good, bad, and the ugly. You're going to see all the negatives. You're going to see the kind of work that you're going to have to put in. And, you know, I think a lot of people had the chance that before they went to medical school, if they had the chance to see the good, bad, and the ugly before they entered medical school, they might have saved themselves a couple hundred thousand dollars, because 90% of the kids that enter into medical school never finish. They never become a doctor. So at least this way, you have a chance at going, okay, what's the good, bad, and ugly? And, wow, you know, I think I have some natural skill sets there. I think I can use that there. Ooh, I'm going to have to work on this over here. So First Steps to Success is one way that you can, one thing that you can do to really see the good, bad, and ugly. Or if you're ready and you're ready to have the kind of level of success that you know in your heart that you want and that you want to give your family, you know in your heart you want to pay off $123,000 worth of debt like Dr. Starr has, or $92,000 worth of debt just like Stacy has, or $53,000 worth of debt just like Jackie has, or $25,000 worth of debt just like Aisha has, who just came to us in 2009, then you might want to get a hold of some of these tools. Starting off, instant customer goldmine. Remember the person that I said that if, you know, you want to casually build something, you want to casually kind of bump into people, instant customer goldmine is definitely the thing that's going to help you maximize your time with raising your skill set and doing it very casually, and even those that are up to 10 hours a week. Anyone that is working something that's product-driven, your focus is making retail sales and cashing in that retail, the wholesale to retail type of an opportunity, the instant customer gold mine is definitely the one for you. 6 figures in 6 months, scrolling down, that's a 10 CD set that reveals the foundational tools essential to succeed and profits, to gain profits in your home business. I mean, we're talking A to Z there. A to Z, you're talking, you know, talking to people. Where do you formulate lists of people to talk to you? How do you get some advertising out there? A little bit on retail, as well as presenting and closing, raising those closing skills, and also getting yourself focused and becoming that self-starter and starting to build on that, you know, starting to build and cross over from employee over to entrepreneur. Those things you'll find in 6 figures in 6 months. The script book and CD set, oftentimes people fail because they just don't know what to say. And this really has been the number one powerful tool that has been out there in the industry. It actually changed the whole lead industry as well. Script book and CD set, it comes with 2 audios. It has 30 scripts in there of what you will say. So there's no guesswork. There's no guesswork for you, and there's no guesswork for the people that you'll be getting started in a sales force. So that script book is so helpful. What do I say when I leave somebody a message to get them to call me back? That script is in that book. What do I say to somebody I haven't talked to in a long time? That is in that book. What do I say when I do some advertising and someone calls me? That script is actually on page 16 of that book, and the audios are me live role-playing showing you how to do it. The new script book supplemental, this has about 50 scripts in it. This handles every objection you'll ever get. When people come to you and they say, I can't afford it. When they come to you and they say, I don't have the time, I don't have the money. When they come to you and they say, I need to talk to my spouse. All of those scripts are in that book. So zero guesswork, as well as some other strategies are in there. strategies, words you should use, words you should not use. You know what? We are perceived by the words, by the vernacular, by the vocabulary that we use, and there are some words you should never use in business, words you should never use, especially in a home-based business, which limit people from coming to you. Those words are also in that book. As well as Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. This is about, I think it's 6 or 7 audios. Halfway is all prospecting, the other half is all closing. This is me coaching one-on-one my clients and helping them to see what part. For example, I have one of my clients that reads me a prospecting script. They're trying to recruit me into something, and then I tweak and fix their game so that they can get better and become a professional. This is Jackie and Stacy's personal favorite, Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. Very powerful tool that you can use there. Dynamic duplication. This is a video set. So now you're being able to learn with your eyes and your ears. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. That means only 7% of your words count. And for the 7% of the words that you need to count, the script books are definitely for you. But dynamic duplication is for you to learn really how to lead a group of people. It's for you to learn how to prospect and have the right body language. I used to study videos of millionaires, and I used to watch it muted one day, and the next day listen to the audio and watch it as well. I learned how to model and parrot a millionaire, and wow, lo and behold, I became one. It was amazing. Expose, involve, and upgrade. This is for those people that are very nervous about learning how to close. This is a non-threatening, this is a non-confrontive, non-salesy approach to building a business, and it's called Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. All major industries use this. The car industry uses this. I'm telling you, every industry. Clothing industry uses this. Food industry uses this. There's not an industry that is successful that does not use these secrets that are on these two CD sets. This is Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. This is a very casual approach, as well as a non-threatening, non-confronted approach to be able to build a huge business that I use to build a sales organization of up to 20,000 people part-time, 20 hours a week in 2 years. Presentation success system. You know, being in a home business, you will definitely learn some presentation skills. And quite honestly, gosh, I look back and go, wow, how many places that I have used these presentation skills. In fact, many of you don't know this, I'm an ordained minister. I actually get the opportunity to preach all over the world, and the same exact presentation skills that I use in business are the same exact presentation skills I've used on television, the same presentation skills I use on my radio show every week, as well as the same presentation skills I've used to speak before 6,000 people in a church conference. And so if you want to learn some very powerful communication skills, whether you're speaking on a call like this, or on video, on a television interview, a radio interview, whatever. If you want to be able to present through writing, you know, writing presentations that are able to convert, presentation success system is definitely the item to get a hold of. And by the way, when you learn presentation skills, oh gosh, you'll learn how to interview better. You'll learn how to get your kids to go in the right direction. You'll learn how to negotiate better. It's really a powerful tool. Insider secrets to a home business success. Huh, this is huge. A woman who actually sat during this training live had suffered a nervous breakdown in 3 months in a mental hospital because she did not know the information that I had just unfolded in those 2 hours of audio. She actually walked away from making $80,000 a month because she did not know what these insider secrets were. It is so important if you're brand new or if you're a seasoned veteran. If you're a seasoned veteran, you've already made the mistakes that we show on this audio. But if you are brand new, all the more reason why you need to have these two audios, because it'll save you from the headaches and the hassles that many have made in the past who have walked away from an outrageous income, because when you don't know what you're doing, you could really build up something that is a negative for you. And, well, kind of like what Mary Start was saying, they were still broke. They were still going in debt every single month because of how they were taught to build the business. Now she's been taught how to build the business by working, cutting her hours from 60 hours a week down to 10, and increasing her income. So anyway, then from there, you know, there's a couple of buttons there. You know, do you want to be debt-free? I've got it. These are things that if you're afraid to talk to people, this is a way to get people to talk to you, where they ask you a question, and then in the script books it tells you exactly how to answer that question, as well as in 6 figures in 6 months, That actually, you will find me role-playing with somebody that is wearing either one of those types of buttons. And exactly what to say, I built over 50% of my sales organization using that particular technique. And that's just, you know, when I'm at the kids' school, at the post office, at the grocery store, just living my life, wearing that little button. Man, there's some strategies of what you can say to build a huge organization. I'm telling you, over 10,000 people came into my business from a stupid button and having the right words to say to those people. So when you do this, now let me give you where the discount is. If you click on any one of those, let's use, for example, prospect and close your way to millions. Or if you go up to the top, click on events. Oops. Click on events. You're going to see First Steps to Success, London, England. In fact, write this down. You know, if you've ever had a dream to go to London, this is a great excuse and let the government pay for you to go. How so, Danny? Because it's a write-off. It's a business trip. Go to London via United States government. It will be a business trip. London is February 20th and 21st at the Blue Mountain Golf and Convention Center. That is going to be one heck of an exciting event that will give you strategies, teach you how to help people better, teach you how to raise leadership up and make a ton of money in 2010. That's taking place in London, England, that First Steps to Success. Or there's First Steps to Success in Jacksonville, Florida. We've never been to Jacksonville, Florida, but that's where the next First Steps to Success has taken place. That particular event, if you click on that, it's going to take you to a place where you can put in a promo code and get a $20 discount for the first 10 people who sign up for either one, London or Florida. We are going to give you $20 off, and your promo code is H as in home, B as in business, 20. Again, HB20. If you wind up getting started for First Steps or London, we're going to give the first 10 people $20 off. First Steps Success is normally $1,497. They're running a special right now for $297. $297 minus the $20. So that's what you will get. You get an additional $20 off, so it's only $279. Give me a break. Come on, $279 to be able to make what Jackie, Stacy, and Aisha and Mary have made. My friends, that's a screaming ridiculous deal. I'm only going to do it for the first 10 people. And then if you do any combination, if you spend over $100, if you wind up ordering any combination, let's say, you know, 6 months of six figures in the script books plus a button, you're going to wind up saving $20 also, and I'll do that for only 10, the first 10 people, and then we're shutting the thing down. We actually are going to give you a two-hour time limit on it if you need to go collect your, you know, Visa, MasterCard, or whatever it is to do it. So there you go with that. Now, let's go ahead and open the floor for a couple of questions while some of you are scrambling to get yourself to the next First Step to Success. One more final announcement. Tomorrow night, remember earlier I said people who have faith, and I'm not talking about church, I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about faith. Faith is dynamically different than those things. Sometimes those things have faith, but oftentimes they do not. But real faith, faith that, you know, that you believe in what you're doing, you believe you're going to make it, you believe you're going after it, and you're not going to waste your time. Those are the people that make it. Those are the people that make things happen. If you need help in that area of faith, there's an entire series under spiritual equipping called Spirit-Driven Success. It is designed to feed your faith. I have very strong faith, and I buoyed up that faith when I was homeless, and I had to learn how to get myself focused in believing that I could and believing that I was no longer the failure that I was. This is so important for 2010. And tomorrow night we're doing a free webcast that is going to show you how to build your faith. That is taking place 8 p.m. Central. If you know anybody that is needing some help in believing, if you've got a sales organization even right now, I encourage you to get on there. It will be a biblical call. It will be a spiritual call. We're coming from a biblical standpoint about building your faith. If you don't like biblical things, ignore the biblical part. You can use the principles. Bill Gates is not biblical as far as, you know, he's not about the Bible per se, but he is a man of faith. And so that is the truth. That is the absolute bottom line. So what we're going to do is if you want to ask a question, go ahead and press star 2. I'm going to take questions for about 5 minutes. Press star 2, and it's going to have you raise your hand. I will see you pop up near the top of the list. And then I will pull you up here, and we'll answer your question. Okay, star 2. Anybody with any questions? Any questions other than, Danny, what company do I get into? I will not recommend you a company.
I have no questions. That's amazing. Let's try that again. Nope. Okay, folks, star two. There's no questions. That means we're done. How awesome is that? Let me give it one more shot in case I'm the one screwing this thing up. We're learning a new software here, and I just became a techie. Sort of. Not exactly. Oh, here we go. We have Julia Bergeson from Boise, Idaho. Julia, welcome to the webcast. What can I do for you?
Thank you, Danny.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Yes, I just wanted to know what you recommend or how you help people overcome fear when that seems to be the thing that holds them back from being successful.
Okay. Well, fear can be one of two things. Fear is rooted in indecision. And whenever someone has not made a decision, fear is the first door that gets open, and then procrastination. And then when procrastination is present, then there's more fear. And so when people sit around and think too much in inactivity, when you're inactive, when your hands are idle, your mouth is idle, that is when fear enters in. So on a very practical note, you have to get busy. You can't be thinking. Stop thinking, pick up the phone, and start activating a higher skill set. If fear also is present when someone doesn't know how to do something, when somebody is afraid of making a mistake. These are all personal development issues. These are issues that we deal with at First Steps to Success. I will tell you that we have had thousands of people be completely set free of fear and attack their business with a vengeance and make $5,000 their first month coming out of First Steps. I've seen people, well, you know, Stacy just made $7,000 in 2 days after First Steps. I've seen people turn over $20,000. I've seen them turn over hundreds of thousands of dollars by getting rid of that spirit of fear. So whatever the cost is, Julie, if you're the one dealing with fear, one is you have to take action. Fear is there because of inaction and idle hands and an idle mouth. You must take action. Number two, fear is also present because we don't know how to do something and we are afraid of making mistakes. So you have to hedge the fear by learning how to do this and do it professionally and get results. Thirdly, is fear also can be an internal issue, an issue of I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of screwing up. I'm afraid of what people might think of me. Those are all internal ego issues. We deal with all of those issues at First Steps to Success. And finally, concerning fear can be a spiritual issue. Fear means there it is absent of all faith. So if someone has fear, they have no faith. If they have fear, they have doubt. If they have doubt and fear, there is no faith. So you must feed your faith and starve your doubt and your fear. You can do that by getting a hold of spirit-driven success. Also attending a spiritual equipping session like tomorrow night, as well as attending a live spiritual equipping session like what will be taking place in London or in Jacksonville, Florida. Julia, thank you so much for calling and asking that question, because that is a lot of people's questions. And those five different areas are where fear comes from and what it's there for and how to overcome it. Next, we are going to hear from, is it Malik? Khalil. Malik Khalil from New York, New York. I just unmuted your line. Sorry for botching up your name. What can I do for you from New York, New York?
No problem. My name is Khalil Abdul-Malik from New York City. Quick question. With the new tools coming out, formerly we were using directing new people to the work at home profitzone.com website. How are we with the new introductions of the new system? How are we getting a new person started? Are we directing them to the DannyJohnson.com site, and then from there they're going to be directed to the Quick Start training? If you can just reorientate us for those that have been acquainted with the work at homeprofitzone.com, how to get a new person started using your new tools and site.
Okay, Khalil, that is such a great question. And what I'm going to let me see and make sure that I have. Yes, you know what? I'm going to invite. I'm going to get in trouble for this one. You know what? Mr. Hans Johnson, would there be any way? Mr. Hans Johnson is actually the CEO of the company. He is the mastermind who has landscaped and architected everything from day one, from 6.5 years ago, that put together, Khalil, all of the free stuff that we have given the marketplace for the last 6 years. And really, without Mr. Johnson, we would not have the site. None of the training tools would be available. none of the mastermind and the marketing that has helped to raise up all of these people who have earned this dynamic income without being having people dependent on them, but instead making them system dependent. Mr. Johnson is truly the one who has done all of that stuff. So if there's any way, Mr. Johnson, that you would come on the line, I can see that your phone is here, and if you could explain exactly how to direct people and where to direct them, because you are the one who architected it, you know it much better than I do, that would be awesome.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So for now, what you guys, is it Khalil?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, Hans.
For now, what you want to do is you can just continue to use the Work at Home Profit Zone site like you've been using it. But as you noted, we are basically taking all of the content that we've had throughout various different sites and republishing that inside of DannyJohnson.com. Just to simplify it for everybody so that there's only one domain to promote. And probably within the next week or so, you guys, maybe 1 to 2 weeks, you guys will get an email, those of you that are part of the workathomeprofitzone.com site, pretty much explaining kind of what we're doing. But I'll just give you a heads up. The basic, we'll continue. What we'll be doing is taking those quick start calls, because that was what you specifically asked about, and continuing to make those available to people that you direct through that domain. So I would just keep doing what you're doing for now, and just keep your eyes open for an email in the coming days or next week or two, just kind of giving you a heads up. So, but we're going to take all that content on Profit Zone and basically put it on the DJC.
Thanks a lot, Hans. Thanks,
yeah.
Danny.
You're welcome. It's about making it simpler for everybody so that there's less websites to send people to. The other thing is that, and I'll write this down, and I'd love to hear your guys' feedback. Once we do that, if you'd like, we could definitely do a webcast just like this, showing you guys how to make this site profitable for you. How can we can show you all the different things that are inside the site so that you aren't getting lost, because there really is a lot of content on there. And how can you use it to make you money? How can you use it to make things easier for your organizations and to build your organization even faster? So if you guys think that will be helpful for you, all you have to do is you can comment right here on the DannyJohnson.com site underneath this call and say, man, I would love a conference call on how to be able to use this site. What calls should we be directing people to? What's the best way to make this site profitable for us, meaning that's you. So anyway, if you guys would want us to do a call like that, we certainly could in the coming days. So next I'm going to take a call from Norfolk, Virginia. It is a wireless caller who has no name attached to his cell phone. Norfolk, Virginia, welcome to the call. Hello, are you there? You've raised your hand. Okay, we're gone. All right, now we're going to take Great Bend, Kansas. Hold on. Great Bend, Kansas. It's Libby Kenneth or Kenneth Libby, one or the other. It's Libby.
It's actually Sherry.
Oh, well, I guess it's not Libby at all. Okay, what can I do for you?
Thank you, Danny, so much for this weekend. I was actually in Denver, and I really took a lot away from there. I know that I'm going to have to go to more because I cannot retain it all.
And, no one can.
It was really great. I appreciate your truthfulness and your, you know, your integrity and all that you gave. And I also, I had a question. I sent it into support, but I'm not sure that that was the right way to go about it. But it's a spiritual question. Not sure if you would rather I ask it tomorrow or not. But just I was reading your Spirit-Driven Success book, and you talked about salvation through grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the spiritual equipping session on Saturday night, you talked about your giving being tied to your salvation.
Salvation, yep.
Yeah, and I was I just don't understand. To me, they're two different, you know, I mean, the way
they're
I
actually understand. One and the same.
Okay.
Because the salvation by grace was mm-hmm. Given to you by whom?
By Jesus.
And he gave the instructions on how to give to whom?
To us.
So it's the same grace, is it not?
Right. Right. I mean, I guess that's what I was trying to understand is, you know, do you believe that we need to get that, you know, I mean, you have to be a person that's giving in order to be saved? Is that what you were?
What I am saying is that someone who truly is abiding in him.
Right.
If you're abiding in him, then he is in you, right?
Right.
And he said to do what?
Give.
To who?
To the poor.
Right.
And the needy.
So it's evidence that you really are saved by grace.
Okay, that's what I, you know, that's, I guess, what I was trying to, I mean, the way I was trying to understand it while I was there and then, you know, reading the book was just that, you know, I mean, that's the way I understand it, is that my salvation is through grace, but because of Christ in me, I am a giver.
That's right.
But I was like, okay.
No one is going to be saved by giving.
Right.
It is by the fruit of him in you. Keep reading the book, because the very last chapter covers this.
Okay. Well, that's the way I understand, you know, because it is Christ doing it through me. It is,
that's,
you know,
right.
If it were up to me, I wouldn't do it. So,
that, me neither.
Yeah.
I'd be a selfish pig. Too bad for Haiti. That's how I would be, as I was before. No question. Thanks for the question. I appreciate it, and
thank
I'll talk
you.
To you tomorrow night. All right.
Okay,
bless you. Okay, so we have Kelly Casey, or unless it's Casey Kelly, it's Casey Kelly out of Amarillo, Texas. Casey, what can I do for you?
Actually, it's Kevin calling on
on your wife's phone.
Hey,
Kevin, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to thank everybody for an incredible weekend, and my question is, my passion for the industry and life leaves me a little depleted at work. Is there a time management skill or just something so when I'm at work, I can be at work, and when I'm doing my business, I can do my business? And, you know, it's kind of a deal when I'm at work and my mind's turning on my business.
Yeah, I totally understand. I completely understand. Okay, well, Kevin, that is a great question. It's a question that a lot of people have. And the way I'll answer that is this. We do a lot on time management because, yes, it is a time management issue and it is a focus issue. And so when you decide to master those time management skills, then you will no longer be distracted by one or the other, meaning that you will not bring your home-based business into the work environment, at least from your head standpoint, and then you will not bring your work from the day-to-day job into the home business either. And so that is a time management issue, that is a focus issue, and continuing to master your time management skills, which we do teach. You can find a whole bonus CD on 6 months, six figures in 6 months. There's a bonus CD on time management there. And creating a dynasty. Creating a dynasty is where we go 2 solid hours into time management. And so now it's practicing that skill in which all of you who have been to Creating a Dynasty that you have learned. So whether you have the recording of that, the whole time management section of that, and it's being all in one place at one time and doing with all your might, doing with excellence and diligence the job in which you are hired to do, and then when you come home to work that home-based business, that you do that with all you've got, with all diligence and excellence, and you're giving that new boss, which is yourself, all that you've got in those hours. And so it has to be done that way. Otherwise, you're going to go absolutely crazy. So, folks, that's it for now. I actually did about 15 minutes worth of questions. I just want to thank you so much for being here on this call. I hope this was helpful and beneficial to you. We would love to hear from you. If you click right there on DannyJohnson.com, you can comment about how this call went, what you liked about it, if you'd like to see more of things like this. I want to also thank all of those who stayed online, you know, for the duration of this, as well as the people that shared their experiences a while ago. Man, can you imagine? And listen, they all said the same thing. Man, can you imagine if they didn't get started? Could you imagine if they said no? Could you imagine if they stayed stuck? Especially with the economy where it is today, each one of these people had a business before the economy hit. So they were really blessed when other people were losing their jobs. They had an income to be able to sustain themselves. That can be you if you choose to be one of those entrepreneurs that's going to step up, or an employeepreneur. That is someone that's learning to graft over from the employee mindset over to the entrepreneurial mindset. So being a self-starter is something that can be learned. Being self-motivated is something that can be learned. Having a pro-risk attitude is something that can be learned. Being focused can be learned. Determined can be learned. Being teachable and hungry can be learned. Being a team player can be learned. All of these things are learned skills. Talent, remember, was not something that is necessary, and talent is something that other people are born with. I wasn't born with any at all. Everything that I've been able to do has been a learned skill set. I am so grateful to my God that he gave me a chance to start in this industry. this industry allowed me to go to all these other places, you know, allowed me to, you know, see the world and impact people's lives and work diligently one-on-one with people and see families change and see people pay off millions of dollars in debt in short time periods. It really is a profound thing that there is even an industry out there like this and that you even have a shot to do something with it. So I'm going to ask you this. What if it takes you 5 years to learn how to do it good? Well, you'd still be doing better than what you're doing right now. Now, I know that maybe some of you are in a desperate situation. You have no job and you're trying to figure out how to make this work full time. If that's what you're going to do, then the only thing I'm going to tell you is this. Don't be stupid and try to wing it on your own. You need to pay attention to the person who got you started, number one. Number two, you need to start feeding off of everything we have in our library for you. You need to find the money to get yourself started at the very top of your package, whatever that is, and why? Because you have access to the highest profits possible. Don't mess around with starting at the bottom. Don't mess around starting in the middle. Start at the highest that you possibly can. Start at the very top because that's where the top profits are, which is how you hear people making so much money so fast. Stacy's at the top. That is how come he makes a top level of income. Well, all of us have the opportunity to start at the top in a home-based business versus in a company. We don't have that opportunity. And so do yourself a favor and don't cripple yourself by starting at the bottom. Don't cripple yourself with trying to figure out how to do this on your own. Don't cripple yourself by not going to London or Jacksonville, Florida. If you are over in the UK, get registered tonight for that event. Again, for the first 10 people, we're going to give you an additional $20 off of that fee going in. For those of you for Jacksonville, Florida, same thing. By the way, we're doing a free Grooming the Next Generation for Success March 12th in Jacksonville, Florida. That is free. You can let anyone know about it. It's based off the best-selling book, Grooming the Next Generation for Success, which you can find right there at DannyJohnson.com or Amazon and other bookstores. I recommend you just get it at DannyJohnson.com. You're right there on the site anyway. That's free, and so you can have anybody, I mean, all church groups, all business groups, anybody that cares about this next generation, political groups, youth leaders, social workers, teachers, get them to that event and start promoting that now as well as First Steps to Success. I promise you this, your income will be directly related to the amount of people that you have at the next First Steps to Success. And if you're here in the States, don't shy away from sending someone to London. Ask people, have you always dreamt about going to the UK? Let the government finance your trip. It is a complete write-off if you go over to London. We're going to have a blast over there, and whoever's in London is obviously going to get a head start on all of those that are waiting until March. There's no reason why you can't be over there. It's the best thing that you could ever do for yourself, 100% guaranteed, or your money back. That goes for any of the items that you decide to participate with on the website. I hope and pray this is good for you. I believe it was good for me, as far as good to talk to you, good to share with you my experiences over the last 20 years. If you need any further help, get over to DannyJohnson.com and start clicking around, and you're going to find all kinds of great stuff to help you out. Other than that, I will see you live next week, Wednesday. We have a surprise coming out for all of you. Tomorrow night, we've got the call that's taking place tomorrow night. Other than that, God bless you. Good luck. I wish you the best. And let's go take this home-based business industry a whole another 90% growth in the next decade. But let it be your story that's being told and not somebody else's. God bless you.